Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm your coochie, coochie man.
Is this the Ken Cuccinelli theme song?
Yes, it is. We played it for years and years and
is
years.
Is that right? Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, listen, Ken Cuccinelli is back in the news, maybe with a big job. Stephen Farnsworth is a professor of political science, the director of the Center for Leadership and Media Studies at the University of Mary Washington, and interestingly enough, the author of the book Presidential Communication and Character. And Stephen, I'm glad to have you here. So Ken Cuccinelli, former attorney general, unsuccessful Republican candidate for governor back in 2013. And am I wrong to say he was an antagonist, not a supporter of Donald Trump's? Now Donald Trump's about to, we think, name him as immigration czar? What do you make of this?
Well, this is a smart move for everybody concerned.
Really?
Okay. Ken Cuccinelli had backed Ted Cruz and had been pretty critical of Donald Trump during the 2016 campaign, but they have made up, particularly over the issue of immigration. Since he's been out of government, Ken Cuccinelli's been a very vigorous voice for a very aggressive anti-immigration stance, and that really squares well with where President Trump is. And so one of the challenges I think that President Trump has seen with respect to the immigration question is whether the people that he's hired are working in the ways that he wants them to.
Right.
And with Ken Cuccinelli, you're looking at somebody who does seem to be very much on the president's page.
That makes sense. I think Donald Trump, objectively, as objective as I can be about it, he's had some real hiring mistakes and didn't get rid of a lot of the infrastructure around him, people who didn't like him in the first place and would work to sabotage him. So at least on this, you know, Ken Cuccinelli agrees with me. Do you think that the president's looking at Ken Cuccinelli and saying, I'll forgive your hostility to me prior to my election because I want a zealot in this post? Or does he just want somebody who, you know, won't take any baloney from the bureaucrats and will say, do it my way or you're out the door?
Well, I do think loyalty matters a lot to President Trump. If you remember, every now and then you've seen pieces where he has expected and demanded sort of public exhortations of loyalty from people on his staff. And
right.
So there's no question how you feel about Donald Trump and how willing you are publicly to endorse Donald Trump and his policies matters a lot in terms of whether you're going to get a job with Donald Trump. I do think that that this is an opportunity for Donald Trump to put forward his vision of immigration maybe more aggressively with Ken Cuccinelli, because I think one of the things that you would get with a Cuccinelli appointment would be somebody who's pretty aggressive and who isn't going to take no for an answer.
Right.
And so kind of like a Virginia version of Donald Trump, at least in terms of the immigration policy.
Yeah. Well, nobody's ever accused Ken Cuccinelli of being a shrinking violet or overly diplomatic. I mean, he'll tell
absolutely.
You what he thinks.
And so I think Trump sees someone, you know, sort of like him in that approach to immigration. But it is important to remember that Ken Cuccinelli does have enemies in Washington, in particular Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell does not like him and it told the Trump administration that he's not likely to do well if he were to ever be appointed to something that would require Senate confirmation. So I'm not sure how this all plays out, because if you start a job in Washington and the knives are already out, that may not mean you can be there very long.
But the czar position doesn't require confirmation. If he was correct, if he was going to be a Department of Homeland Security secretary, that would require confirmation. Am I right?
Right. Yeah. But there is this idea, and certainly Chris Kobach, one of the other people who've been considered for this position, was hoping this would lead to being head of DHS down the road.
Yeah.
And with Cuccinelli, I think what you see is what you get. The czar position maybe as high as he's going to be able to go, and that'll perhaps limit his effectiveness. It depends how others in the bureaucracy interact with him. He doesn't have a background in this issue, and so he's not well known to them. He's really basically been a voice for what Trump wants rather than a someone in the trenches working on this issue.
So do you think this position, if it is the czar position, that that's the public face going on all the talk shows and the television appearances and interacting with the press trying to sell this to the public? Because, you know, I guess we could argue whether Ken has been super successful at selling himself and his ideas in the public. He didn't win as governor, and we could dissect all that. Or is this being the hatchet guy in Congress? Like, let me tell you something. You either get on board with Donald Trump or we're coming after you. That seems more like his forte.
Yeah, I think that'll be a really interesting question because, as you say, this, his ability to sell himself has been somewhat uneven across mm-hmm. his career. What Trump is going to do, normally, I think with President Trump, he believes he's the best messenger for his message anyway.
Right.
And so I'm not sure that he would jump at the opportunity to put somebody else in front of the camera all that often.
Yeah.
I tend to think you're probably going to see something more along the lines of your latter scenario where somebody to rough up Congress because there isn't a particularly good working relationship with Cuccinelli in Congress, given the hostility that the Senate Republican leader already has expressed.
Mm-hmm.
You add to the fact that, of course, Democrats are not fond of Cuccinelli. This may be one of these situations where he may not be a long-term government official, but it might be pretty volatile along the way.
Yeah. Well, I've gotten a couple of texts this morning from people who think I've been a little harsh on my evaluation of Ken Cuccinelli. So Ken's been wonderful. He's come on the show a number of times, and he is welcome to come on and take issue with anything I've said or that we have said if he wants to. Hey, before we run out of time, I got to ask you what you think is going to happen with this press conference at 10:30 today where the McGuire Woods law firm that's been investigating the blackface photo that appeared on Ralph Northam's 1984 medical school yearbook will be revealed. What do you think they're actually going to what do you think they found and what do you think they're going to say at this press conference?
Yeah, of course, let me say up front, I don't have any special inside information or insight.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're all guessing this morning about what might be in that report, my suspicion is that it'll be kind of inconclusive. 30 years later, it may be hard to identify who was in that photo, mm-hmm. Who was in the blackface, who was in the robes. And my guess is that we'll end up sort of where we are now, without a clear answer for who did what, who was in this picture, who was not, how the picture got in the yearbook.
Well, Stephen, isn't that a net negative for the governor then? I mean, if you can't clear this up, unless he knows in his heart of hearts that that's him in the picture and he just doesn't want to admit it, which he, I hope is not
true. This story's been a net negative for the governor from day one. The only way it gets worse is if there is an explicit say, okay, this one is the governor.
Oh, boy.
But ultimately, this is not an impeachable offense in the minds of the majority in the legislature. So he's going to, all indications are, limp across the finish line unless there's something else that that is going to make a situation more difficult.
Well,
because
it was an impeachable offense, or at least calling for his resignation until the Democrats over there realized that, we're setting up the Speaker of the House, potentially the Republican, to come in, don't you think? Yeah.
Well, I think that one of the challenges that the Democrats have faced is the fact that there are so many scandals. And this is why I think that the Democrats, when they approach the next election cycle, are going to clean house, that they're going to be a whole new set of political figures coming forward because this scandal taints all three statewide elected. Yeah. Different scandals taint all three statewide elected officials.
They got a mess on their hands.
Side.
We'll see whether this helps clear that up or makes it worse today. Stephen Farnsworth, the director of Center for Leadership and Media Studies at the University of Mary Washington. Thank you.
Have a great one.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.